Our trade deficit in goods with the world last year was nearly $800 billion.
Sounds scary. But what does having a trade deficit even mean? And does it matter that it was nearly $800 billion last year? The world's Jason Margolis looked into that.
President Trump likes to talk about winners and losers. If we're posting a trade deficit, we're clearly losing, right?
That's a really wrong-headed way of looking at this.
And Mr. Trump has not done his homework, and he's got it quite wrong.
Those were economist Lee Brandstetter with Carnegie Mellon University, and before that, Michael Klein with the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
The trade deficit is not an indicator of our weakness. It's actually an indicator of our strength.
We're running a deficit because people want to sell us stuff, and we have the money to pay for it.
The time that we had the smallest trade deficit was 2008, 2009, 2010, during the depths of the Great Recession. And then times when trade deficits were larger were in the 90s, when we had a very strong growth.
As the trade deficit soared from 1992 to 2006, the unemployment rate dropped by 3 points. And with increased imports, we also started getting fresh fruit on our shelves year-round and inexpensive toys for our kids. Brandstetter explains that to fund all of this, the rest of the world is loaning us money.
Some of this foreign money helps fund our high-tech startups. This inflow of capital keeps mortgage rates low.
And the U.S. government can borrow money cheaply, too. As long as we don't squander that money and can pay back our loans, we're basically in good shape. And remember, Alexander Hamilton taught us debt can be a good thing. But hold on, hold on, hold on. President Trump talks about the trade deficit in terms of American jobs. That's his point. If China now builds cheap toys, that means a toy factory in San Diego can't really compete. That's true. Our bilateral trade deficit with China was $350 billion last year. But most economists say, so what? Here's Mark Mellitz with Harvard.
For me, the bilateral trade deficits have no real meaning. It's as if you were being asked what your balance of trade was with a store at which you shop. It's just saying that we buy some goods from some countries, sell them elsewhere.
We have a trade deficit with China, but we have a surplus with Costa Rica, Ethiopia, and Turkey. And all of those trade statistics, it's not an exact science. Professor Emeritus with UC Berkeley, Stephen S. Cohen, says consider an iPhone filled with many American-made parts.
Assembled in China, shipped out from China to here, and we count them as Chinese exports and to the U.S. They're not exactly Chinese exports. They're bundles. The bundles have been made in China.
If Trump were to impose tariffs on goods coming into the U.S., our coffee, our toys, our iPhones, they'd get a lot more expensive, quickly. And our trading partners would be sure to retaliate, making it harder to export goods to them, which could cost us jobs. Add this all up, economists wonder why Trump keeps harping on about the trade deficit. Michael Klein isn't saying ignore the problems caused by trade. He's saying address the real ones.
We should be worried about people who have lost their jobs and don't have the skills for getting a good job. We should be worried about rising inequality. We shouldn't be worried about this specious kind of argument that's being used as a kind of us versus them argument about the United States versus the rest of the world.
Then again, blaming China or Mexico for our trade deficit, those make for good sound bites. And to be fair, President Trump follows a long line of American politicians from both parties to employ this tactic. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.